Among bony fish, Conseil noticed some blackish marlin, 3 meters long, with a sharp sword jutting from the upper jaw. Bright-colored weavers, known in Aristotle's day as sea dragons, and whose dorsal stingers make them quite dangerous to pick up. Then dolphin fish, with brown backs striped in blue and edged in gold. Handsome dorados, moon-like opas, that look like azure disks, but which the sun's rays turn into spots of silver. Finally, 8-meter swordfish from the genus Cepheus, swimming in pools, sporting yellowish sickle-shaped fins and 6-foot broadswords. Stalwart animals, plant-eaters rather than fish-eaters, obeying the tiniest signals from their females, like hen-pecked husbands. But while observing these different specimens of marine fauna, I didn't stop examining the long plains of Atlantis. Sometimes an unpredictable irregularity in the seafloor would force the Nautilus to slow down. Then it would glide into the narrow channels between the hills with a cetacean's dexterity. If the labyrinth became hopelessly tangled, the submersible would rise above it like an airship, and after clearing the obstacle, it would resume its speedy course just a few meters above the ocean floor. It was an enjoyable and impressive way of navigating that did indeed recall the maneuvers of an airship ride, with the major difference that the Nautilus faithfully obeyed the hands of its helmsman.